Blog Talk Radio.
Seduction. The show is brought to you by a group on allpoetry.com called Late Night Poets. And tonight's show is based on a quote contest that I ran called We Dance to Seduce Ourselves, to Fall in Love with Ourselves. When we dance with another, we manifest the very thing we love about ourselves so that they may see it and love us too. That's by Command Kajuri. And so I'm going to check the studio here and see if we have any callers. Woohoo, we do. And hello.
Hello.
AKA Weaver Dreams. How are you?
Hello. I'm wonderful. Thank you. Great to be here.
Awesome. Good to have you. Thank you for calling in. And we have another caller, area code 111. Hello, who's calling, please?
Hi. Hello.
Hi, Naomi.
Naomi.
How are you?
Hi, Kate. I'm good. Hi, Kate. Hi, Gray.
Hi, Naomi.
Nice to be with
you.
Great to hear you.
Yeah, great to hear you guys.
Yeah,
oh, my
thank
pleasure.
You for calling in. It's nice to hear your voice.
Yeah, right,
so,
good to hear you.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that. But what do we have, Katie?
We have The Music by Kendall. And, yeah, you're allocating. So over to you, babe.
Okay, I will give this a read. And I don't see it posted yet, though. Oh, there we go. I got it. Okay, this is called The Music by Kendall. Mopping up dance floors, dripping wet. At my beck and call, girl. Introductions, don't know each other's. Never met. Much respect before meetings and after met. A pleasure to already know, not yet. But a handshaking, the tapping swell, time, I bet. Without loud laughing and singing and dancing. Clouds paving walkways for butterflies. Stargazing in wanted eyes. A little flirtatious. Oh, good golly, good gracious. End poem. And what did you think, Katie? Hello, Weaver?
Oh, my goodness. I'm so sorry. I'm out of practice.
Okay.
I was muted and I was being incredibly interesting and erudite and you've missed it again. No. Anyway. Ah, such a twit. Oh, well, and as I was saying, beautiful piece of poetry. I really enjoyed it. People are very energetic now when they dance, aren't they? They leap about. Do they still leap about? I don't know. But anyway, this sounds like an awful lot of fun. A toe-tapping swell time, I bet, without loud music and singing and dancing. Clouds paving walkways for butterflies. It's beautifully worded, and it has a little humor to it as well, which I like, a little flirtatious, oh, good golly, good gracious. Nice bit of rhyming. So I thought, and 63 words only, well done. So, yes, I really enjoyed that. Most amusing and interesting.
Great comment. Thank you, Weaver. And Naomi, what did you think?
Yeah, I think Ken did a great job here with this little brevity. It's like Weaver said, it's quite magical and delightful, and it makes you feel good. You know, from the handshaking, the toe tapping, and the loud laughing and singing and dancing. You know, everybody wants that. And paving a walkway for butterflies. Wow. That's an even better, you know, plus there. I really enjoyed it.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, yeah, it's definitely a bit of a tongue twister for sure, but clouds paving walkways for butterflies, I think, for butterflies, that's my favorite line, I think. And then stargazing and wanted eyes, that's also quite beautiful. Excellent, right? Thank you so much for sharing, Ken. All right, Weaver, what do we have next?
We have somebody who remembered to press the mute button. I'm so proud of myself. This is Motions of Heaven by Blue Leader. And Naomi, would you care to read this for us, please?
Yeah, sure. Motions of Heaven. Dances by moonlight, spheres of many colors spinning and pirouetting, clashing and splashing, trails of colors leading everywhere. From where I am, I can't see her, just the dancing light. My imagination paints it all in Van Gogh. Flapper dress shimmering, a trillion points of emanations, utterly entrancing, sinuous, fascinating. Mystic music playing on you, smile that dares so much, glows with eternal light. Laughter of delight. Where are you? She asks, and I laugh to answer. Wherever you are, so am I, forever. End poem.
Great read. And I enjoyed the poem. You know, it it captures the essence of the prompt quite beautifully. And wherever you are, so am I forever. You know, that's a bond that is unbroken and unspoken. So just a beautiful write. And what are your thoughts, Weaver?
Yes, it is beautiful. I love the first stanza. It just sets it all up so beautifully, doesn't it? Dances by moonlight, spheres of many colors spinning and pirouetting, clashing and splashing, trails of color leading everywhere. It's just, yeah, really lovely. But the song about the moonlight, it would be great to dance in the moonlight, wouldn't it? And it was a lovely read as well, by the way. Well done. Yes, I really enjoyed this. This had, you've got flappers. Oh, I would have loved to have been born in the 1920s. Well, I nearly was, actually. I'm not quite that old. Beautiful. Really is. Well done. Thank you so much for sharing, Blue Leader.
Excellent comment. Thank you so much, Weaver. And Naomi, what did you think?
Yeah, me too. I was drawn in by that first stanza that Kate just recited. Yeah, really, you know, the spheres of many colors spinning and pirouetting, clashing and slashing, trails of colors leading everywhere. Yeah, I just love that, you know, just how he opened it all up. And of course, you know, all the way through, on you a smile that dares so much, glows with eternal light, laughter of delight. That's a beautiful way to describe somebody that you love. You know, when their smile just lights up your whole world. So a beautiful, beautiful write here by Blue Leader. This is very well written indeed.
Great comment. Thank you so much. All right, Weaver, what do we have next?
And next we have, if it decides to go anywhere, okay, Between Us, Air by Amanda Liu.
And would you mind reading that for us, Weaver, please?
I'd be happy to. One moment, just get it open. Between Us, Air by Amanda Liu. Twisting hips, contaminating the dance of you and to me. Lizards lie in wait as your blue eyes meet amber. Come to me, flesh stripped, bones bared, lips tender with need. Swaying fingers in the air to swirl your face to mine. Soundless safe our breath, dipping your forehead to mine, touchstone of pain. And we dance, nothing between but juicy air. End poem.
Beautiful read, Weaver. Thank you so much. And I enjoyed the poem. You know, it captures the essence of that as well, the prompt as well. Swaying fingers in the air to twirl your face to mine. Soundless, save our breath, dipping your forehead to mine. Touchstone of pain, and we dance, nothing between but juicy air. Just a beautiful poem. And Naomi, what did you think?
I thought this was beautifully written. It has a lightness to it, you know, that's just... You know, I don't know, just the way it's written there. Lizards lie in wait as your blue eyes meet amber. That's such a beautiful stanza. Come to me, flesh stripped, bones bare, lips tender with need. You know, there's some of the lightness, I think it comes in, you know, the next stanza, swaying fingers in the air to twirl your face to mine. You know, you feel them dancing there, and, you know, just as you feel them meeting up, their bodies meeting up, and then the sense of intimacy that you feel that's spreading between them. So a very, very beautiful write here by Amanda.
Wonderful comment. Thank you. Thanks so much, Naomi. And Weaver, what are your thoughts?
Well, it was an absolute joy. I loved it so much. It was delicate, sweet. I love that stanza, dipping your forehead to mine, touchstone of pain. That's a connection people make when they're really close to each other. It's something that takes the place of a kiss, but it means more because it is your mind and my mind together. I think it was lovely. And that last stanza, of course. And we danced nothing between but juicy air. Beautifully written. Very delicate, very sweet. Sensual. Yeah, obviously sensual. Should have mentioned that. But yeah, I thought it was lovely. Thank you, Amanda.
Absolutely. Wonderful comment. Thank you, Weaver. All right, where are we to next, Weaver?
Where are we to next? I love that. This is Grey Eyes by Passion's Promise.
Okay, I will give this a read. We have Grey Eyes by Passion's Promise. In moments we share, arms wrapped around one another, the tangle unleashes a magical spell. Grey Eyes splashed upon bare shoulders, and a dip brings high thigh revealing, warmth of fingertips pressing deep into thigh's existence. When foot hits floor and smiles are born, Grey Eyes kissed a soul's momentum, a fire ignites. Breath becomes a lover's braille when tongue to dance between two, over and under the vibrancy of it, shatters the earth around them. This dance is meant for the two only. End poem. Wow, that was beautiful. What did you think, Katie?
Oh, yes, yes. It was beautiful. I love it. Grey Eyes. It's another one of these lovely, light but sensual and meaningful. You know, I love the fact that people are actually putting their emotions into these. And it's not just the, you know, da-da-da-da-da-da-da. This has got meaning. This has got thought put behind it, which I really enjoyed. But I also love that last line. This dance is meant for the two only. Yes. Can't have somebody else pushing a way in. It's not allowed. Yeah. I think it was very written very well to the prompt as well. But a tango. Well, of course, a tango unleashes magic. That's one of my favorite dances. So very well done on this one, Passion's Promise. It was incredibly light and sweet, and I enjoyed it. Thank you.
Beautiful comment. Thank you, Weaver. And Naomi, what are your thoughts?
Yeah, well, I thought this was beautifully written. You know, the breath becomes a lover's braille. How do you pronounce that? Braille, brow? Braille, eh? In French, braille. In French, it's braille. But breath becomes a lover's braille when tongues dance between two. Over and under the vibrancy of it shatters the earth around them. That's so beautifully written. What a wonderful piece here by Passions. So well done. Bravo.
Great comment. Thank you, Naomi. And I enjoyed the poem. You know, I mean, it's got my name on the title, for one, so that's pretty decent. And the whole poem is it's sensual and it's seductive. You know, it captures everything about the prompt quite beautifully. It really is a pleasure to behold, and it was a pleasure to read this. So thank you so much for sharing, Passions. Much appreciated. And where are we to next, Weaver?
Next we have Self-Love Combined by Joe, and I'm presuming this is Jojo. Self-Love Combined.
All right, would you mind reading this, please, Naomi?
Yeah, okay, no problem. Loving every inch of thyself, reaching inward, turning from inside out, lighting wit within, bowing to higher self, slow strokes, stimulating artistry, insider of carnality, creator of self-glory, passionately studying, learning, treasuring delight, forging one's crown. Come join me. Let our flames interlace. I shall share my harvest with thee. Let us gaze under impending firestorm, merging, thronging chemistry, inhaling one another's fumes, enthusing, mingled intensity, pulsating, aching, longing, finally arriving simultaneously. End poem.
Wow, that was definitely a hot poem. You know, it's full of sensuality and passion. You know, I mean, loving every inch of thyself, reaching inward, turning form inside out, lighting wick within, bowing to higher self, slow stroke, stimulating artistry, inciter of carnality, of self, creator of self-glory. But, you know, that tells me that she's self-loving herself, and she's inviting her lover to join her, and then finally they arrive simultaneously, which is definitely a powerful seductive rite, and deeply seductive. And what did you think, Weaver?
Yes, well, it's pulling no punches whatsoever, but so beautifully and delicately written. We know exactly what the meaning is, but it's put in such a way that it's romantic as well as sweet and loving. And I love the idea of the partner being asked to join. Let our flames interlace, I shall share my harvest with thee. Oh, I love these and those. Let us graze under impeding firestorm, merging, thronging chemistry. Yes, very well written. Lovely. I really enjoyed it. And I love that last line again. It all brings everything together. Finally arriving simultaneously. Clever. Yes, I liked it. Thank you so much for sharing.
Wonderful comment, Weaver. Thank you so much. And Naomi, what are your thoughts?
Oh, yeah, this is you both said, this is very clever work. And wow, so seductively hot. Amazing, amazing, right? I just like how she put it in on one line there, pulsating, aching, longing. You know, it brings out all the emphasis of those words. Very, very well written. Bravo. Well done. Well done, Joe. I don't know this. It must be a new poet. No, August 20th. August 20, is that 20th or the year 20? I don't know. But, you know, what a wonderful write. And if this is a new poet to our site, well, welcome. Looking forward
to
read more.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, Weaver, where are we to next?
Next we have When Our Bodies Speak by Stelina.
Okay, there's a SoundCloud for that, and we'll play that.
Thank you.
Mi amor, me seduce con la danza del amor, y la noche respirará con nuestros suspiros. Pressed together firmly, stirred by the rumba beat, simple brushes against my skin, intensifying mutual heat. Your breath on my neck as you stroke my thighs, undulating hips move in sync with breathless sighs. Read between the lines, your body is saying, as your eyes hunger at my seductive swaying. You read my movements pressing against you, my sinuous curves tell you all your thoughts are true. Your hands skim over me with the slightest quiver, my flesh in anticipation starts to shiver. The rhythmic rumble is our passion simulation, and I know I will succumb to your tingling temptation. Our dance is the preview for what is to come. The essence of you makes every nerve hum. When the divine dance ends, the fire starts. Then comes the music of our bodies and hearts. Oh, mi amor, te quiero mucho.
Wow.
Wow, such a beautiful reader. And, you know, her sound clouds are impeccable. You know, this has fire in it. It has heat. You can feel it right from the beginning. You know, pressed together firmly, stirred by the rumba beat, simple brushes up against my skin, intensifying mutual heat. And, you know, that's all it takes is a brush of skin against skin to ignite a fire that it won't be put out unless, you know, there's a shared passion that's expelled and, you know, created and
well,
it's a beautiful
well
thing,
said,
you know. thank you. you know, it's definitely hot and it's passionate. Well done, Selena. Thank you so much for sharing. And Weaver, what did you think?
Ah, as ever, wonderfully done. I really enjoyed this. Your voice was just so sultry in this one. Which, I mean, I like it when I hear it like that. It's a sultry tone, and you're contained, and you're able. You do it so cleanly, but it was so hot. I mean, it was really, hello, and welcome to my world. I liked it a lot. I really did. It was wonderful. Thank you for sharing that, Sabina. Great stuff.
yeah, she's saying in the group, go on, Grace, say it, my lad. but yeah, that was wonderful. Naomi, what did you think?
Yeah, what a wonderful reader. It's so true. You know, I just love Selena's voice. I say it every time. But, you know, she has such a beautiful voice. And, you know, I just love this, your breath on my neck as you stroke my thighs, undulating hips move in sync with breathless sighs. Oh, you just feel that hot, warm breath on your neck and you just go all tingly and crazy. Oh, she just, you know, point on here all through, you know, the essence of you makes every nerve hum. Oh, yeah, indeed. Remember this, dancing with somebody that I really loved. And yeah, he set me on fire every time. So it brings back very many memories. Thank you, Selena. And so well done. Beautiful, beautiful, right? Very, very sensual. Hot, right? Well done.
Thank you. Absolutely. Wonderful comment. Thank you, Naomi. All right, Weaver, what do we have next?
And next we have Four Posted Bed by Grant G.
Okay, I'll give this a read. Four Posted Beds by Grant G. Candles flicker on every table. Waiters wait. Foods on platters. Spit roasted boar. Delicious steaks. Lights are low, faces glow, pulses race. Music plays, soft and loving, smooth with grace. Swaying slowly, hugging, kissing, lovers embraced. Wigged, masked, aristocratic nobilities, eyes dilate. Ladies' dresses, silken lace, made up face. Hand in hand, couples walk upstairs, four-posted beds, giggles, laughter, men undo ladies' dresses, French kissings commenced, end poem. And what did you think, Weaver?
Oh, this is it. This is a very cute poetry. I like that. It has such a lightness to it. It was basically just letting you know what a wonderful night it can be if everything's organized neatly and nicely. Candles flicker on every table, waiters wait. I like that. And we've got so many details in here too, which is excellent. So you can begin to, well, actually, I'm beginning to get hungry. Foods on platters, spit roast board, delicious steaks. Ah, yeah, and then the music and the dancing and the, oh, they're masked. It's even better. And then we have the end of the evening, four-poster beds, giggles, laughter. I like that, yeah. Light, but enjoyable. Thank you so much.
Wonderful comment, Weaver. Thank you. And Naomi, what are your thoughts?
Yeah, well, I felt, transported back to the 16th century or, the 17th century or, before they had electricity. And, the time where there was the kings and the royal dances and, because the candles flicker on every table. And then, I just feel the music plays soft and loving, smooth with grace. And then the lady's dress is silk and lace. The four-posted bed, they had those huge, these huge, huge beds. So I feel like I just walked into a giant royal ball here. And, the men are seducing the ladies and leading them upstairs to more. very well done.
I agree with you about being transported back to the 16th century. And, these dances that they had with their masks and such, the undisclosed intimacy that is there. And like you said, taking somebody by the hand and walking them up to the four-poster bed, which to me, is passionate in itself. It was a beautiful rite, and it was a pleasure to read it. All right, what do we have next? What the butler saw. Alina says in the group.
We have, She Danced, oh, hello, it's gone, oh, yeah, She Danced Wildish, The Audience Went Wild, by Sinharo Biswarup. Sorry if I mispronounced, I do apologize.
That's great. Would you mind giving that a read, Weaver?
Yeah, of course, no problem. Just going to open that. She Danced Wildish, The Audience Went Wild. The ball was looking, a lusty damsel, as if wearing a necklace of myriad gems. The floor already started drumming, an eye-cracking prelude on violin moistened the longing foot, broke the beat of drum, and those hearts longed for something crispy. But when she took an empress's entry, irrigated the vegetable youths, a live volcano handed around her grains of fire. Drums exploded, violins retrieved their lost charge. My Veronica, on the center floor, tossed her hands towards me. I got to her. The pair of two entwined lovers gave a 360 turn, and the tempest rippled, spread around, brought the thirsty youths. The tremor vandalized the Richter. Different genres of dancing were stomping about. We two were not in us. We got trapped in Cupid's gallows. Hangover, we carried up to bed. There to the same rhythm followed. My Veronica became wildish, became violently hot. Love was undulating like sea waves. A spectacular acrobatic pole dance. Jerks were hitting my meninges. The night got a lava shower. End poem.
Beautiful read. And I like that. He's got some excellent descriptions in here. And you can feel the heat and the passion in this, right? Love was undulating like sea waves, a spectacular aerobatic pole dance. Jerks were hitting my meninges, and the night got a lava shower. excellent, what's that word for it? When, oh, geez, I can't think of it. I'm blanking. Oh, my goodness. But it was a wonderful write and very passionate, for sure. You did a beautiful job reading it, Weaver. And what did you think, Naomi?
On mute, maybe?
Oh, yes, mute button. That darn mute button. Yeah, I was just saying, yeah, very passionate indeed, like you said, Gray. You know, especially, you know, near the end. I like this, the lines, we two met not, we two were not in us. We got trapped in Cupid's gallows. So, you know, they were like out of their own body, trapped together under Cupid's gallows there. And, you know, just, you know, together alone in the midst of everything and everybody and at this ball, they're just transported, like, you know, when you're really in sync with your partner and, you know, you seem to be the only people on earth. You seem to be alone, and you know, they finish in the bedroom with their acrobatic pole dance, and jerks were hitting my minnings. The night got a lava shower. So great, right? Very passionate and well done.
Yeah, absolutely, great comment. Thank you, Naomi. And Weaver, what are your thoughts?
Yes, it was. It's very well written. I thought. I love the fact that the timing and the movement and everything else is carried along with them. I particularly liked My Veronica became wildish, became violently hot. Love was undulating like sea waves. A spectacular acrobatic pole dance. I thought that was really lovely in the middle of because there are some beautiful words in there and very romantic. Then you have the pole dance. I like that. Just lightened everything so much. Yeah, so I thought it was very well written and very enjoyable. And it obviously was hot and sensual, what we want, of course. So very well done. Thank you for sharing.
A great comment. Thank you, Weaver. All right, what do we have next, Weaver?
Now, next we have... Our Dance. Oh, Our Dance by our Naomi.
Awesome.
Oh, yes, and I'm off mute. Ooh, okay.
So this is, well done.
And this is Our Dance. On a deserted beach, the sand cool under our feet. We sit, sway softly to the music of the ocean, to the waves lapping at the shore, a jumble of navy and royal blue, white foam cresting their tops, spilling onto the sand like nets being cast. The moonlight bathing our skin in peach and apricot creams, your hand warm on my waist, your gaze intense. My body curled into yours, my head hugging your shoulder, my breath hot against your neck. Your heartbeat, our heartbeats racing, breathing deepening, your hand on my cheek, your thumb grazing the soft contour of my mouth, a lazy finger trailing down the length of my sternum, my skin prickling under your touch, my lips clinging fast to yours, to the taste of you. Wood smoke and ale and bright mountains mint, floating in the smell of salt on you and something darker, the hearth fire and ink, the sweat of the day, the anticipation of the night, our bodies flowing together, melting into one as a poem written in dance. End poem.
Wow, so beautiful, Naomi. You know, it's sensual, it's passionate, it's desirous, and It's just a beautiful poem from start to finish. I really enjoyed it. It was on fire, you know. But you could feel the passion that builds in this from the start. And it's just, you know, filled with seduction and sensuality, which is a beautiful thing. You managed to create a masterpiece here, Naomi. Thank you so much for sharing.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much.
And what did you think, Weaver?
I totally agree. This was beautiful. Wow. I mean, you think it's words and they're being read to you, but the depth of meaning and the sensuality within those words, it was wonderful. I really enjoyed it. You'd read it beautifully, of course. But it's the little things, it's the little touches of tenderness. Your hand on my cheek, your thumb grazing the soft contour of my mouth. Now, that is incredibly sexy. That's just lovely. It's a contact that is different from just, you know, I mean, being kissed is lovely. But that kind of contact is just, the tenderness is wonderful. And I enjoyed it. And I also, that another stanza, my lips clinging fast to yours, to the taste of you, wood smoke and ale, and bright mountains mint. That's lovely. So cool. Yes, I enjoyed it a lot. Thank you so much for sharing that with us.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Wonderful comment, Weaver. And would you like to say anything about your poem, Naomi?
Oh, not really. I was just inspired by your prompt, Gray, and, you know, the whole, you know, the dancing aspect and, you know, the bodies joining, and you really inspired me. So thank you. Thank you very much for the inspiration.
Absolutely. Beautiful comment. Thank you so much. All right, Weaver, what do we have next?
Next we have Possess Me, Be Loved by Lu Yu.
Would you mind reading that, please, Katie?
I will do my very best to do her justice, and I hope I don't stumble. I would love to. Possess me, beloved. Swim, beloved, gods of salted coppery sun, your vessel searches for my lips, mighty Ulysses. Lay upon my lonesome seashores, wrap, bind your sails, as your legs around my frame, raptures of your passionate muse, in waves of peace, in waves of pleasure. Ulysses, possess my song, whispering mythical secrets. Jump, beloved, love's dawn has drawn. My Greek, rest thy head, no more are your grievances. Man deceives, come to me, misted moonbeams, here do not toil, just nature's laws. Sweet trills, arias sung to thee, dwell in honour, forsake wind's seeds, resist, I will pull you from the quiet undertow. Ulysses, my hands will guide, in waves of peace, in waves of pleasures. Come, come, my beloved Ulysses, untie the ropes that bind you from me, my sirens, eyes, look, arousal, indulge, hear my voice, beloved Ulysses. End poem.
Well, beautiful read. And I love the poem. You know, I think I said in my comment, I would burn the ropes through my bones to die upon your shores. And that's how it made me feel. It calls to Ulysses to come to her. And, you know, she calls so beautifully. So how could he not? Just a wonderful write and a fabulous read as well, Weaver. What did you think, Naomi?
Haha, I remembered my name. This is quite a siren song, you know. Wow, you know, if you just imagine the siren, the siren there, and you know, just calling out so passionately, you know, to be to our beloved.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you so much, Naomi. And Weaver, what are your thoughts?
Oh, yes, beautiful, really. I really enjoyed it. I love the alliteration. I love the name being used throughout, which gives it such an intimate air. Eyes look, arousal, indulge, hear my voice, beloved Ulysses. It's just lovely. You can feel the passion. You can feel... I did at first think, perhaps, that there was an ulterior motive to this, because there's a chappie tied up, which you normally would expect to be done to avoid the pull of the siren song. So I thought maybe we were going in that direction, but no, we were not. It was just love, which is very good, and I enjoyed it. So thank you for sharing that with us.
Wonderful comment, Weaver. Thank you so much. All right, where are we to next, Weaver?
And next we have, with a SoundCloud, It Would Seem for the Moment by Titus Llewellyn.
Okay, I will play that.
Thank you.
Here we go.
It would seem for the moment. Truth pertaining the romance of a lifetime and the last dance I did not anticipate how specular she'd spin. Becoming molecular, it was an elusive woman theme. A love at first sight, it would seem for the moment as vivid a descry. With one's affections I cannot lie, ours was a love in a cold climate. Have once seen now a sublimate word, they'll supersede any worth of mention. If albeit of this earth, to speak of seeing and retrieving what was found before believing, good guidance from my own eyes, enough to take hold of why lies cannot be found nor to be erased, my heart remains as half crazed to compare how love gives a wise peripheral. The stars, this paradise.
Wow, such a lovely reader he is. And this poem is quite beautiful as well. The truth pertaining to romance of a lifetime and the last dance. I did not anticipate how spectacular she'd spin, becoming molecular. You know, when somebody becomes molecular as they dance with you, that's, you know, that's a powerful thing. It carries you aloft into the universe and takes you with them on their journey. And I thought it was just a beautiful rite, you know. The good guidance from my eyes was enough to take hold of. Lies cannot be found, nor to be erased. My heart remains as half crazed to compare our love. Gives a wise peripheral, the stars, this paradise. You know, just a beautiful poem. Well done. Thank you, Titus. And Weaver, what did you think?
Yes, it was beautifully written. This was sort of like a flow of consciousness. This was just feelings coming out and being expressed. It's lovely. It looks to be simple, but it's not, because the cadence, the movement of the words, and just lovely. I thought, cannot be found, nor to be erased. My heart remains as half crazed to compare our love. Gives a wise peripheral, the stars, this paradise. Yeah, I like that a lot. That was a lovely ending. So beautifully done, and thank you so much for sharing.
Absolutely. Wonderful comment, Weaver. Thank you so much. And Naomi, are you back yet? No, she's not. All right, Weaver, we'll carry on, if you don't mind.
Yeah, no problem. Next one we have up is Soul Dancing by Sandy G.
All right, would you mind reading that, please?
Yeah, no problem. Dancing by Sandy G. Just going to adjust my screen a little bit. There we are. Across a vacant ballroom, down at Clancy's Bar, shadows of footsteps prance and shuffle. Dancing ghosts, nodding vacant faces, whisper sighs, smile from empty eyes. Broken souls waltz away eternity, honesty unspoken, hear only music of their youth. Admire themselves, mark time, keep rhythm, this time every evening.
down at Clancy's Bar. End poem.
Beautiful read, Weaver. And I like the poem. Across a vacant ballroom, down at Clancy's Bar, shadows of footsteps, prance and shuffle. And you can see all this in your mind as you read that. And then dancing ghosts, nodding vacant faces, whisper sighs, smile from empty eyes. Broken souls waltz away eternity, honesty unspoken, hear only music of their youth. You know, you can picture these ghosts as they dance in Clancy's Hall, I mean Clancy's Bar, and I thought it was just a beautiful write. What did you think, Weaver?
Oh, it was, and it was a delight to read as well. I think it started off so beautifully, just such a great setup across a bit. Well, you've already said it, so I won't say it again. So I like that. You got the ghosts, dancing ghosts. These are people who obviously don't want to go into the light, will just stay here and enjoy the music. So you could understand that. Yes, I would too. And so they're hearing only the music of their youth, because that obviously is when they would be dancing. Oh, yeah. And again, we have that lovely last stanza. Admire themselves, mark time, keep rhythm, this time every evening, down at Clancy's Bar. I really did. I thought it was a wonderful idea, a wonderful muse to bring up something like that from that picture. Very clever. So thank you for sharing that with us, Sandy.
Absolutely. Beautiful comment, Weaver. Thank you so much. And are you back, Naomi? No, she's not. All right, would you mind posting the next one, please?
Yes, of course. Happy to. And we have Snowfall, Downfall by Kit Duddy. Duddy, 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 Duddy.
All right, I will give this a read. Snowfall, Downfall. Emotions still churning. America took us high. Maria, our heartstrings snapped and we cried. Fingers sought fingers. Lips just a touch, hold as she shuddered, was just way too much. Music inside us drove our minds to delight, as snowflakes were falling, fading to night. No West Side Story, but the passion was high, as she came to me gently, hearts broken, we cried. End poem. What did you think, Weaver?
Oh, lovely. Wow. Fall, downfall, that's wonderful. Now, is this Maria? Would that be West Side Story? I don't know. Music inside us drove our mind to delight as snowflakes were falling, fading tonight. What is West Side Story? No West Side Story, but the passion was high. As you came to me gently, hearts broken, we cried. Oh, it's sad but beautiful. Beautiful but sad. Yeah, lovely. I think it must have been about West Side Story, maybe I'm wrong. Yeah, I thought that was very nice, and thank you so much for sharing that with us. Sweet.
Absolutely. Great comment, Weaver. Thank you. And Naomi, welcome back. Did you get the chance to hear the poem?
Yeah, well, no, I didn't hear it, but I read through it quickly. And just before I comment on it, I want to say sorry. I was suddenly pulled away in the middle of commenting on Luya's poem there. I would have said more, but you know, I was, you know, had an emergency. But this poem is really beautiful. I love the stanza that Kate recited there, and and even the one before, the fingers sought fingers, lips just a touch, hold as she shuddered, was just too much. You know, it's, again, there's that lightness to it, that delicacy, that tenderness, you know, throughout the poem that you find here, and very passionate also. So beautifully, beautifully done.
Great comment. Thank you so much, Naomi. All right, what do we have next, Weaver?
And next we have Intoxicating Dance by Grey Eye Smith.
Awesome, thank you. All right, this is called Intoxicating Dance, and it's by myself, Grey Eye Smith. My intoxicating My intoxication longs to reach your pursed lips, pouring my essence upon your probing tongue. I feel your taste buds swelling in sips, swimming to you, rolling rivers between your moistening hips. Lovers in trance, intoxicating dance, kisses like wine, feeling romance. As the night moves on, we get drunk on us. Each sway and weave carries us in time and places hard to conceive. Drunk on memories, hard to believe. We are the glass, we are the wine, crystal filled with divine. End poem. All right, Weaver, what did you think?
Ah, I thought it was lovely. I liked it so much. Ah, I love the, as night moves on, we get drunk on us. Ah, so sweet. Each sway and weave carried us into time and places hard to conceive. Drunk on memories, hard to believe. We are the glass, we are the wine, crystal filled with divine. That's just beautifully put, so tender and so essential, obviously, but it's got that tenderness to it that I think is essential when two people love each other. Yeah, it's, you know, it's not just a here today, gone tomorrow issue. This is love. Yeah, beautifully done. I like that a lot. I do. I believe in love, even though I think it's an absolutely dangerous thing because people get so badly hurt within its little ploys and ways. But we've got to have it. Otherwise, well, we wouldn't be able to live together, would we? Because we'd hate each other. So I think it's lovely, and I really enjoyed it. Thank you so much.
Beautiful comment. Thank you, Weaver. And Naomi, what are your thoughts?
Yeah, I love how you start out, you know, with the passion and the longing there. My intoxication longs to reach your pursed lips, pouring my essence upon your throbbing tongue. I feel your taste buds swell and sip in sips. And then that sentence, that line swimming into you, rolling rivers between your moistening hips. Oh, wow, great. And then, you know, you take up the pace, you pick up the pace, lovers and tramps, intoxicating dance, kisses like wine, fueling romance as the night moves on. So that, you know, pick up the pace and it goes faster, you know, the passion, the attraction there. And I love the metaphor that you use with the wine, the glasses and the wine there, and the crystal filled with the divine. That's absolutely clever. So beautifully done.
Thank you, Naomi. Great comment. I appreciate that. All right, Weaver, what do we have next?
And next we have Where the Night Ends by B.B. Jerome.
All right, would you mind giving us a read, please, Naomi?
Okay. Honesty happens to be a trait that follows my boots with trapping the fate. And though I don't ever intend to cause someone as sexy as you to cry, it is sometimes a necessity to lie, or rather to mumble some hurried goodbye. As the music plays over friendly laughter, I spot her standing in the alcove nearest the jukebox, strumming her fingertips in time to the clock's tick-tock. Is she waiting for an adventure fit for an avid explorer, possibly, or could she be expecting some romantic motion from me? I down a whiskey and straighten my shirt, wiping my mouth and face free of residual dirt, then pluck up some courage to saunter over. Hey, I say to the copper-haired beauty I had spied. Giggling into her glass, she suddenly replied, hey there, handsome, we don't have drinks, but I reckon we could grab some. Over at the bar, wedged between lovers of mixed style, she spots her ex from afar, so kisses me straight on the lips. Astonishment spreads across my brow, wondering what I was supposed to do now. Forgetting about ordering, I pull her out to the floor, spinning her around as that dush headed for the door. We dance for hours under the heat of the spotlight and finally chanced heading into the moonlight lit night. We made it to her truck and by sheer bad luck found she had a flat tire. She was stranded in a mirror. So I rang a cab for assistance in order to find a safer place. She kissed my face. That's twice tonight, I said with glee. Anyone would think you wanted to spend the night with me. She blushed. The evening grew hushed. Leaning in towards my lips, I placed my hands upon her hips, pulled her closer in order to feel her breath. She said, yes, I intend to make love to you. And well, he was called to attention. There certainly was no undue hesitation. We arrived at the motel, kissed a lot. Clothes were dispensed all over the room, including the minibar. We hadn't noticed we'd got. Hands stroked skin with the lightest of touches, drawing out the bumps that arise when the temperature changes. Lips traced the curves of anatomy, leading to even greater heat ranges. She moans as she places a hand on my head. I then turn off the light as I climb onto the bed. End poem.
Wow. And poem, beautifully written and excellently read. It was a pleasure to hear you read that. But, you know, I liked it. You know, it's quite a story to it. You know, this meeting at the bar, and then the boyfriend comes in and she kisses him, and then, you know, that from that kiss, he takes her out onto the dance floor. And I thought it was wonderful. You know, it was titillating for sure. You know, it that's twice tonight, she said with glee. That's twice tonight, I said with glee. Anyone would think you wanted to spend the night with me. She blushed. The evening grew hushed. Leaning in towards my lips, I placed my hand upon her hips, pulled her closer in order to feel her breath. She said, yes, I do intend to make love to you. And well, he was called to attention. There certainly was no undue hesitation. Kind of cheeky, but I enjoyed it. It was a great write and a fabulous read, Naomi. What did you think, Weaver?
Oh, I agree. It was a wonderful write. I like in his AN, he says, I wasn't expecting it to turn into a story, to be honest. If it is needed to be reduced, I can work on it, or you can. No, it did not need to be reduced. It was wonderful the way it was. I liked it a lot. I love this kind of free and easy style, you know, where there's no, it doesn't appear to be in any way strained or, you know, something shoehorned in to make it fit. This is just a lovely, well, story, a lovely story, beautifully done. And it must have been a great fun night. We didn't expect it, that's for sure. So yes, I thought that was well done and I really enjoyed it. Sensual, sexy, interesting and hot. You can't ask for more than that. Definitely not. Oh, I rhymed again.
Great comment. Thank you, Weaver. And Naomi, what are your thoughts?
Yeah, this is really a great story right here. And, you know, and it sounds so raw and real and has like that this grittiness to it, you know. And this could happen to anybody, you know, that walks into a bar and sees somebody and, you know, is wanting to maybe make her ex jealous or whatever, get back at him or I don't know. And then there's this attraction between the two people. And, you know, so this is very relatable to large audience out there, and it's very, very well written also. So good, great job, BD Jerem. I really, really enjoyed this.
Great comment. Thank you, Naomi. All right, Neil, what do we have next?
And next up we have His Dance by Gerald E. Green.
All right, there's
a SoundCloud
for that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I will play it.
His Dance, written and read by Gerald Green. A dance is more than intimacy, more than secret whispers, carrying words that satisfy and flatter willing hearts. When music brings together sentient flesh inside his hidden circle, the stronger takes control, gently grasps the weaker, leading, guiding, advertising grace. "Look at me," his posture says, as feet move deftly, gliding her across the polished floor. He smiles in pleasure at the scene of beauty in his arms, responding with submission, cementing his perception of relationships. He sees his image in a mirror, glows with pride at what he holds, at what he dominates. But will she understand? Or will she falter like the others, fail to value excellence? Oh, this one might be the one. Look how she answers to my touch.
Beautiful read and a fabulous poem. You know, it captures the essence of the dance where the strong lead the weaker and, carry them through the dance. And then, but will she understand or will she falter like the others? Fail to see, to value excellence. Oh, this might be the one. That's how she answers to my touch. I thought it was just a powerful write and a beautiful read as well. What are your thoughts, Weaver?
Well, yeah, this is intimate for sure, but this is also somebody who needs to dominate, who never has a thought that he won't be the dominant one in a relationship. He takes that for granted. He just wants someone who can keep up with him and obviously tell him how wonderful he is by the sound of it. But I did, I liked it a lot. I liked the, this is where I saw the huge ego coming into the light. He sees his image in a mirror, glows with pride at what he holds, at what he dominates. Mm-hmm. I don't think so. Yeah, I like it. I love that kind of, I love the strength in anyone, be it male or female. I would like to be that confident is what I'm saying, I suppose. It must be a wonderful thing to go through life thinking, well, I'm pretty damn good. Just look at me. It must be great. Ah, dear. Yeah, I liked it. I thought it was very clever and it did come across as beautifully full of somebody's self-love, really, I suppose, but beautifully done. So thank you for sharing. I want to hear more of that.
Great comment, Weaver. Thank you so much. And Naomi, what are your thoughts?
Well, he does have ego, pride, deception in there. So deception, yeah. So maybe, Gerald Green is just like, I don't know, poking fun at how dance is like supposed to be like the female weaker and the male dominating. I don't know. I think he is kind of, but yeah, I'm with Katie on this one, especially with those lines at what he, glows with pride at what he holds, at what he dominates. Mm-hmm. No more of that stuff. But but will she understand or will she falter like the others? So will, is he talking just about the dance maybe? Will she step on his toes? Bang. Ouch. But great write all the way through by Gerald D. Green here.
Absolutely. Great comment. Thank you, Naomi. All right, what do we have next, Lee?
And next we have, it's moving good, The Light of Knowing by Liquid Mind Forever.
Would you give this a read, please, Naomi?
On mute, babe.
I'm on mute. It's such an honor to read Deb. I hope she doesn't have these great big words in here. Okay. Passion's tasting within my reach as you teach the art of patience. How long have I searched to find this blind kind of adoration? Deep within, inside the recesses of untouched awareness, I long to know the depths, the machinery, the finery of binary planets, suns, solar eclipses, sparks flying inward simultaneously. And you, my brown dwarf, fire spontaneously sparking the dark pretenses of satisfied. Without an 8-foot tongue and 4 arms like Lord Krishna, how can I know the full breadth of knowing the scent, the taste? And without this, I hunger without completion, leaving me in the grasp of obsessive searching. And in this search, I sample each universe, mind, body, heart, soul, thought, emotion, passion, and then, without warning, combustion, flames reaching the nebulae, the rim of formation, the execution of form and shape. And there, as tongue tastes tongue and teeth bite into the foremost ripeness, we long for more. We long to climb deeper inside, under the skin, beyond the visible, into infinity. And suddenly, the cravings, the yearnings, the emptiness vanishes, and combined as 2 meteors, we crash and burn there in the ineffable oblivion of allness. We succumb to the flesh, the bone, the alone, and we long deeper and deeper for eternal silence of self oneness in awakened awareness. End poem.
Beautiful read. And that was a lovely poem. You know, it speaks to traveling the universe through lovemaking and finding yourself through that exploration with another. And, to me, that's a beautiful thing. I mean, that's what I'm all about, is the, you know, journeying the universe together to find yourself, you know, to be awakened to yourself and to others, to your other, in the journey that you take through lovemaking, which is a beautiful thing, which I enjoyed the poem wonderfully. Liquid Mind Forever, you did a beautiful job, and you did a wonderful job of reading that, Naomi, so thank you so much. Weaver, what did you think?
Yes, this was beautifully written. And I do enjoy the movement and the cadence of this, which we come to expect, of course. But it's just the combination of words is just always different. And I like that. You're not going to get the sort of cliched effect, which I know I'm very bad doing. I mean, I love cliches. But the machinery, finery of binary, planets, suns, solar eclipses, sparks flying inward simultaneously. So we even got that. You don't even have sparks flying outwards, which you would expect. But we have sparks flying inwards simultaneously. But I enjoy that. And you, my brown dwarf, fire spontaneously sparking the dark pretense of satisfied. Yeah. Beautifully, beautifully written. Really is lovely. And the sensuality is there until that last stanza. Ah. Yeah. Sorry, beautifully done. Thank you so much for sharing.
Great comment. Thank you, Weaver. And Naomi, what are your thoughts?
Oh, yeah, this is a purely Deb. You know, it's written with, you know, such richness and such depth to it. And, you know, to take, like you said, to take the whole universe and to use it as an extended metaphor for lovemaking is just
absolutely clever. I just love Anera's tongue, taste tongue, and teeth bite into the foremost ripeness. We long for more. We long to climb deep, deeper inside, under the skin, beyond the visible, into infinity. And then, and combined as two meteors, we crash and burn, and, you know, into one, you know, of, she ends up with, of self-oneness and awakened awareness. So they go deeper and deeper until they become that oneness there. So beautifully, beautifully done and executed. It's beautiful, right, by Deb here.
Great comment, Naomi. Thank you so much. All right, Weaver, what do we have next?
And coming up next, we have Reflections from the Glass by Jay Hatter.
Okay, I will give this a read. Reflections from the Glass by Jay Hatter. The time I took to find you, I found myself in need. I slept alone to live the dreams that filled my head in sleep. I found myself loving thoughts, the thoughts I have for you. I love the moment I'm alone, praying it all comes true. With all things I do believe, I fear for those who ask. Reflections sing the songs to you, reflecting from the glass, end poem. And yeah, that was a wonderful write. What did you think, Weaver?
Yes, I thought this, oh good, I thought I was on mute. Yes, I thought that was lovely. I found myself in loving thoughts I have for you. I love the moment I am alone, praying it all comes true. That's so nice, isn't it? There's somebody who really cares for someone else. Yeah. But they don't appear to be very sure. With all the things I do believe, I fear for those who ask. Reflections sing their songs to you, reflecting from the glass. That's a lovely last stanza. I like that. It's got a little bit of mystery. Yeah, beautifully done. Thank you so much for sharing.
Absolutely. And Naomi, are you back yet? No, she's not. All right, would you mind posting the next one, please, Weaver?
Yes, of course. My pleasure. This is my one. This one has a sound cloud. In Dreams by me.
Okay.
I sleep and music fills my dreams. I am lifted and wafted across the floor. Feather light, translucent, amorphous. Music delights me, is me, sets me free. Only in the wee small hours are we together. My lover's arms around me hold me close. Then begins a rhythm slow, sensual, subtle. A beat that tingles and throbs through me. Day is merely the tedious accent to the night. Slow to arrive, swallowed swiftly by our ardor. In dreams we move as one, for I end, you start. Love and lust is a counterpoint to sweet tenderness. Although you left me, you had no choice, I know. So tonight I will join you, two spirits, in tune, forever.
Wow, Weaver, such a beautiful read. And, you know, the poem it's beautiful, but it's kind of tragic in the end. Although you left me, you had no choice, I know. So tonight I will join you, two spirits in tune forever. To me, that sounds like, you know, he's passed away and she's coming to join him. So I don't know if that's what you meant by it, but that's what I got out of it. So, but, you know, it's beautiful, but it's a heartbreaker if that is the case. And, but day is merely the tedious accent to the night, slow to arrive, swallowed swiftly by our ardor. In dreams we move as one, where I end, you start. Love and lust as a counterpoint to sweet tenderness. Such beautiful lines, Weaver, and a beautiful read as well. Welcome back. Naomi, what did you think of Weaver's poem?
Yeah, wow. You know, and another voice I really love, you know, in SoundCloud, you know, is your voice, you know, Kate. It's so light. It's so sulfurous. Is that a word? Sulfurous? I don't know. Yeah, you know what I mean. It's so, you know, it's a really sexy voice, yeah. And, yeah, and this was a, you know, a beautiful, tender write. And I was looking over the comments, and I just love, you know, the second comment where they say, dreams are so special, they can give you some extra time with someone. And, you know, that's so true. You know, when somebody leaves you too quickly, well, you always have your dreams, your memories to go back to. And I think, you know, you show that very well in this rite. And I love, you know, then begins a rhythm, slow, sensual, subtle, a beat that tingles and throbs through me. Day is merely the tedious accent, the night, slow to arrive, swallowed swiftly by our ardor. And yeah, that's really, you know, beautiful line. And lust as a counterpoint to sweet tenderness. That's so beautiful too. Just a wonderful, wonderful write all the way through, Katie. Beautifully done.
Thank you. Very kind.
And would you mind telling us a bit about your poem, please, Katie?
Yeah, well, you were right, Gray. I'm sorry for ending up being so sad at the end, but that was exactly what I was going for, that she can't bear to be without him, so she's going to join him. I hope to goodness she's there. Yeah, I enjoyed this. I do like a sort of darker one, you know me. I try to be light, but it doesn't always happen. But yeah, thank you for your comments. You were very kind.
Well, it's very Romeo and Juliet-ish, so, you know, you did that wonderfully. And as Selena says, wonderful lines, Katie, and a great read. Yes, Shakespeare made up words too.
Yeah, true.
Selena says, LOL, we both came from the same place. We're very close by. I'm sure she meant close, but yeah.
You're close.
You know.
You're close by.
I love these. I love when things go wrong, when you look up and realize what you've written and you've sent it before you can do anything. Oh no.
Love you, Selena.
Yeah, we sure do. All right, what do we have next, Weaver?
Next we have Dancing in the Adularia Eyes by Luyu Wild Dove.
Would you mind giving that a read, please, Naomi?
Yes, it would be my honor. Then, as the broad moon rose on high, velvet threads cup her, Adularia, alabaster, lips. The maiden stood, the altar nigh, diamond-crowned stars dancing, weaving in Milky Way shadows. And some in graceful measure, lady of star jasmine, golden hollow pleasures, the well-loved spot danced round, circle chanting, draped beams and necklaces, dripping silvery charms, with lightsome footsteps treading, snowy owl appeared for seas jasper's waters, and the soft and grassy ground, he murmured, goddess secrets revealed. This ring, her opal tear, you are bound. Awakened, morn birds sang, his owl feather garnished my palm, swaying, sending kisses in the pale breezes each moonlit night, listening for his bird song and poem.
Wow, that was beautiful read, Naomi. And such a touching, right? You know, you can feel the passion and the desire and the love in this. In my comment, I wrote, enchanting, mesmerizing, filled with soulful emotions, and it was an honor to read. It really was, you know, it was a beautiful poem, full of fabulous imagery and emotion. And the use of alabaster and aduleria is spot on. I mean, those are minerals, which is moonstone, I believe, aduleria is. And, yeah, just a wonderful, right? Diamonds, aduleria. And then I enjoyed the well-loved spot danced round, circle of chanting, draped beams and necklaces, dripping silvery charms. Just a wonderful, right? Beautiful read as well, Naomi. Thank you so much. What did you think, Katie?
Oh, I agree. Beautifully done. Always, always beautiful. I mean, it really is. And the wordage, that's another one I like. The wordage is so good. And some in graceful measure, lady of star, jasmine, golden halo pleasures, the well-loved spot dance round, circle chanting, draped beams, in necklaces dripping silvery charms. That's lovely, because you have all these different types of light, golden light, silvery. And then, an opal. I love opals, that's my birthstone. And then we have that beautiful last stanza. Awakened, mornbird sang, his owl feathers garnished my palm, swaying, sending kisses in the pale breezes, each moonlit night, listening for his bird song. And lovely. It really was. And that picture is gorgeous as well. Oh, yes, beautifully read and lovely, lovely poem.
Great comment, Weaver. Thank you. And Naomi, what are your thoughts?
Yeah, I love how, you know, she uses us. You know, she uses so many things in her poems. It's mystical, you know, magical. Like you said, it's mesmerizing. You know, it also has tender lightness to it. But, you know, it's so Luyu, so beautiful. And, you know, she loves birds so much. And, you know, of course she'd be listening for his bird song. You know, just beautifully, beautifully written by Luyu here. Bravo.
Thank you, Naomi. Great comment. Okay, Weaver, what do we have next?
And next, coming up, we have We Dance by Grey Eyes Smith. Over to you.
Thank you. As the evening caresses the horizon, gilding wants with silvered whispers, exposing diamonds' desires, and glittering stars strewn across heaven's dark. So too do my hands trace the voluptuous curves and crevices of your quivering flesh, heaving and writhing as our hips embrace, tasting waters heaped in liquid fire. Entwining body's length, we dance on wetted flesh with every twist and turn. Our sacred places join as ecstasies mesh. Dawn breaks the sky as another climax takes our breath. End poem. What are your thoughts, Weaver?
Oh, beautiful. Beautiful, my thoughts are. I thought this was, again, another one of these light but very sensual, loving, caring. And I think that's what's being brought out in the prompt you gave us, that all of these are now, you know, full of caring and loving and tenderness, which is what I like. I like dark, but I do love this other side of love, that caring side. So, yeah, I thought it was lovely. Thank you so much for sharing that with us.
Absolutely. Thank you for commenting. And Naomi, what are your thoughts?
on mute, babe.
Yeah, I'm on mute again. Oh, my gracious. I am. I did a bad, bad, bad tonight. I need a whipping. Oh.
Who's going to whip?
As the evening caresses the horizon, gilding wants with silvered whispers, exposing diamonds, desires, and glittering stars strewn across heaven's dark. Oh, what a wonderful, wonderful line to open up the poem. And then, you know, the coming together. So to do my hands trace the voluptuous curves and crevices of your quivering flesh, heaving and writhing as our lips embrace, tasting water steeped in liquid fire. Yum, 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 yum. You take us high. This is, very hot and delicious, right? Great. So well written. Beautiful.
Thank you, Naomi. Great comment. Okay, Weaver, what do we have next?
Well, because we've only got a couple of pieces of poetry left, I threw in one of mine. So I don't have a SoundCloud for it, so I hope this is okay.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, okay. So we have Love Should Not Hurt by me. Okay. Nails, echoes of that prior pain, both sharp and sweet, invoke a shiver of hot desire, naked need and lurid lust. Skin, satin smooth and sensitive, crave to hear the crack of leather on flesh, raising a flash of sudden awareness. Next, the tongue, dexterous, knowing, elicit a rapid response, then slowed to build again, thus delaying and prolonging ecstasy. My mind and body have been yours to do with as you wished, but now I must fight this sick dependence. Love should not hurt, and we should dance. It's stuck right in there. End poem.
Well, beautiful read. And you know, I believe the same, that love should not hurt, but I mean, you know, it is good sometimes when it does. Right? I mean,
yep.
Silk, satin, smooth, skin, satin, smooth, and sensitive. Crave to hear the crack of leather on flesh, raising a flash of sudden awareness. And that's the kind of pain I'm talking about.
Yeah,
for sure. And, but no, that was a wonderful write and a fabulous read. Thank you so much for sharing that, Weaver. And
my
Naomi,
pleasure.
What are your thoughts?
Naughty, 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 Kate. The naughtiest thing I've read from you. Skin satin smooth and sensitive, crave to hear the crack of leather on flesh. Me that was talking about whipping earlier. I got some, eh? Yeah, you know, you ask and you get. Next, the tongue's dexterous, knowing, elicited a rapid response that slowed to build again, thus delaying the prolonging ecstasy. Yeah, well written all the way through, and a beautiful finish there. With a little bit of humor, I must fight the sick defendant's love should not hurt. Well, sometimes you find the pleasure in a little bit of hurt. But, I want to elaborate on that. The wonderful, wonderful write, Katie.
Thank you.
Well
Thank
done.
You. My pleasure. My pleasure, literally. Do you remember that joke where there are two people, obviously, and one says, "Hurt me, hurt me," said the masochist. "No," said the sadist. Short and sweet.
So on that note, I'm going to post a poem of mine from way back when that is called The House of Pleasure and Pain. Her House of okay. Pleasure and Pain.
Okay. Yeah, fine. I just had one up for you, but that's cool. Go for it, babe.
Sorry.
That's okay.
The confusion
no problem.
Sets in as the day goes down and the night starts. I feel her power in the beating of our hearts. My mind spins around like a leaf on the breeze. You twist my mind and the elation begins. I'm strung out on you and all that you do. How is it that you have this power over me, rattling my cage? I'm begging to be set free, released into your ecstasy. With lips so red, you call me to bed. In a crimson dress, I see you move, shaking your hips as your hair cascades down your cheeks, framing those pouty lips. Hearts are broken and minds are blown. Your allure is intoxicating. I slip under your spell, a mixture of heaven and hell. Reminiscent of Jezebel, yet an angel from above, I am lost in you. How is it you have this power over me, wrapping your cage around me, yet setting me free? I worship in your house. You are winning this game. How is it you have this power over me, again and again? I am here to serve you in this house, in your house of pleasure and pain. Oh, I can't sleep or eat, but I'll be fine, drowning in your erotic ecstasy. How is it that you have this power over me, again and again? I am here to serve in your house of pleasure and pain. How is it you have this power over me, again and again? I am here to serve you in your house of pleasure and pain. End poem. What did you think, Lisa?
Very, very good. I like it. See, we have a lot of this pain stuff going on, so it's not just me. I'm glad to hear it. It's amazing. It's amazing what you find when you shake the bush. No, that doesn't sound right. I'm sorry. That did not sound right. Sorry, folks. I meant it's amazing what you find when you shake the tree, probably. Ah, dear. I thought this was great. I loved it. It was just one of the stanzas I particularly like is, in a crimson dress, I see you move, you shaking your hips as your hair cascades down your cheeks, I think, is framing those pouty lips. Hearts are broken and minds are blown. Very, very nice. But then we get a little bit harder. Your allure is intoxicating. I slip under your spell, a mixture of heaven and hell, reminiscent of Jezebel, yet an angel from above. I am lost in you. Beautiful words, eh? So lovely. So you're just a prisoner of your own passion. That'll learn you. Who doesn't want to be a prisoner who doesn't want to be a prisoner of their passion? Well done. I really like this. I love the amount of thought and sensuality that you put into that. It's beautiful. Thank you.
Great comment. Thank you, Weaver. All right. What do we have next, Weaver?
I didn't comment.
Oh, sorry, Naomi. What did you think of the poem?
Yeah, well, I love, I especially love the repetition throughout it. You know, it really brings it full circle, you ask the question over and over again, and it reinforces the power, all the power that she has over you there. How is it you have this power over me again and again? I am here to serve you in this house, in your house of pleasure and pain. And you repeat it often, and it brings, a powerfulness to the whole poem. And I just love, how you rhyme through it. My head spins round like a leaf on the breeze. You twist my mind and the elation begins. I'm strung out on you and all that you do. So you have the rhyming in there too, and a beautiful rhythm and rhyme. And very well done, Gray. Really enjoyed this one.
Thank you, Naomi. I appreciate that. Great comment. Okay, now, Weaver, what do we have?
I see we have one by Stelina is up. Our Time by Stelina. So who would you like to read this one, Gray?
Sure, if you wouldn't mind, please, Weaver.
No problem, my dear. I'll do my best for our wonderful Stelina. Our Time. Oh, little feet. Lying together in sweet repose, while in the distance an amber sunset glows, serene in slumber, content to be, senses stroked by the soothing lullaby of the sea. This is our time of sweetly shared solitude, when we lie replete in afterglow mood. The balmy breeze carries not one single word, as only the sounds of nature can be heard, filling our souls with solace and tranquility, in a cashmere cocoon of familiar sensuality, golden world of fiery skies, we drink the passion from each other's eyes. As the waves crash upon the shore, each turning to the other, whispering more, we sip the wine from willing lips and sigh beneath tenderly tracing fingertips. For this is the moment when two become one, before the coy countenance of the sinking sun. End poem.
Beautiful read, Weaver. And that was a lovely poem. You know, you can feel the desire and the passion in it, the love and the connection that, you know, that is created by co-joining each other's bodies. And, you know, that you become two become one, you know, before the coy countenance of the sinking sun. This is wonderful. You know, it takes you to a place of lovers, you know, where lovers exist. And I thought it was wonderful. You did a beautiful job reading that, Weaver. What did you think, Naomi?
The magical, sensual writer by Stelina here. Just so beautifully worded throughout. My gracious. I get back to it there. I'm just leaving a message for her in the room. You know, the just the beautiful description, the imagery throughout, you know, the golden world, the fiery skies, the soothing lullaby of the sea, the sunset, the amber sunset glows, you know, it's such beautiful imagery that, you know, she brings forth in this very, very hot and sensual poem here. So well worded and so well written. Just amazing. Bravo, Stelina.
Beautiful comment. Thank you, Naomi. And Weaver, what are your thoughts?
Well, again, another beautiful write. It's the rhyming that pleases me the most. Always, I do love a rhyming poem, but I like it because it's effortless. It just appears. It's there. You know what the next word's going to be, and there it is, which I like. It makes reading such a pleasure for everybody, I think. But just there, and it's not only sweet and sexy, but it's also philosophical. You know, it's not just all about the pleasure. It's also about the joining of two people who care for each other. So filling our souls with solace and tranquility in a cashmere cocoon of familiar sensuality. Lost in this golden world of fiery skies, we drink the passion from each other's eyes. That's just lovely. It's just, oh, I do like it a lot. I wish you had been able to read it so we could hear it in your voice, and I'm sorry I stumbled at the end. For me, that's not too bad, you know. It's actually quite good. But yeah, I did enjoy it. Thank you so much for putting that in the room.
Thank you, Weaver. Great comment. All right, so Naomi added a couple of poems, if you wouldn't mind adding one of those, please.
Yes, I have it here. We have Falling Into Him by our Naomi. Hey, Naomi, over to you.
Yeah. Okay, falling into him. He whispers my name so softly, not even sure his mouth moved. A wicked smile hovering over his lips, his thumb drawing slow circles on my hips, moving up my thigh to my ribs, his other hand moving to my face, tracing the outline of my lips with his fingertip, pulling me against him, our lips clinging together, softly at first, then with more urgency. He tastes like bourbon, chocolate cake, and everything I've ever craved. I sigh against his lips, murmuring his name, feeling his smile, his hand moving into his hair. That hair that I've been waiting to touch all night. He kissed me harder, his hand cupping my cheek, a gentle touch on my skin. I shiver, drowning in the heat of his mouth, my nerve endings on fire. Taste of him, the smell of him, the feel of him, so close against me, skin to skin. Time and space have no meaning anymore. There is only him. End poem.
Wow, such a beautiful read, Naomi. And I love this. You know, it's intimate, it's intense, and it's seduction. It's engaging throughout, you know, you're with you as you go through your journey with this person. And it's just a people desire this. So they crave it so much that you capture it so beautifully in your words and take them there with you. I like Alan A's comment. He says, you really are the mistress of this genre, Naomi. And I agree with him wholeheartedly. You really are. Beautifully done, Naomi. Thank you so much for sharing. And Weaver, what did you think?
Oh, yes, I agree with everything that's been said, or everything you said. Yes, I think it's lovely. It really is. I mean, it builds so beautifully. It builds the way you would expect a meeting and a relationship with two people to build like that. There's not a sudden movement into grabbing and kissing. This is a slow dance. This is a build-up to something that becomes absolutely wonderful. I mean, especially as he tastes like bourbon, chocolate cake, and everything I've ever craved. Ah, lovely. I sigh against his lips, murmuring his name, feeling his smile. Yeah, beautifully written, it really is. And all of it is just as you would expect it to actually be with a relationship like this. So I thought it was lovely. Thank you so much.
You know, I agree with your comment wholeheartedly. I'd rather have the craving for bourbon and chocolate cake as opposed to stale whiskey and old steak.
But, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Wonderful, right? And a fabulous read. Thank you so much for sharing, Naomi.
Awesome.
All right, what do we have next, Weaver?
Well, we have a collab this time between Naomi.
So Grey Eyes will have to read the first part, and then I'll read the second part.
Oh, excellent. Oh, I like this. This will be good. I'll just sit back and listen. So here we have Filigree, a collab. Please carry on.
Okay. The dawn breaks with a fluting ribbon of pink and gold. Your sleeping body twists in sheets of pungent scents. You kick at the streaking warm light, licking on your open skin. Birds sing songs for you, and I watch you moan in protest. The soles of your feet spill from the covers like milk poured into a tray for the cat. I search for your lips with my fingertips, find them in a nest of hair and whiskey breath, kissing warm liquid lips like a playful woodpecker. I let the weight of my heated inspiration press on your torso, rousing the tickle of our sweet music like fevered bow on the strings of a Stradivarius violin.
My every breath quivers as I arch upward, embracing each rippling vibration coursing through my veins. A
as your hands and tongue etch a fine filigree, a delicate tracery of pulsating threads, our limbs interweaving in tangles and twists of intricate motifs, a piece of lustrous jewelry soldered in a haze of dark indigo and sweet tangerine flames. Every part of me swaying, dancing, purring to the deep vibrato pouring from your mouth as you lick citrus and honeydew from the dampened folds of my pearl petals, swallowing my trembling moans as your name erupts on my lips again, again, and again, and again.
Woohoo, that was pretty steamy. Beautiful read, Naomi, and I enjoyed it. It really is a powerful encounter that you guys shared with us, right? You know, it's so intimate and deeply passionate and full of loving desire. But, you know, I really enjoyed swallowing my tremble moans as your name erupts on my lips again, again, and again. Wow, steamy. Beautifully done, Naomi. And Papa Mamba Jumbo, woohoo! That was great. Thank you so much for sharing that, Naomi. And what did you think of the poem, Naomi?
I think you mean Kate.
Katie.
Yes.
Sorry, Katie.
That's okay.
Yeah,
you're getting flustered. I'm not surprised. I'm getting flustered too. Oh, I love the two voices. I really enjoyed that. I like the fact that you have, well, he has put the male voice in there, and you can tell immediately we're talking about a guy's writing, and then we have yours, which is more delicate, if I could put it that way. But I search for your lips with my fingertips, find them in a nest of hair and whiskey breath, kissing warm liquid lips like a playful woodpecker. Yeah, and so that's cool. But then we have this, I love that delicate tracery of pulsating threads, our limbs interweaving in tangles and twists of intricate motifs, a piece of lustrous jewelry soldered in a haze of dark indigo and sweet tangerine flames. Yay. That's what you get if you're soldering, by the way. You get that dark indigo and the tangerine-coloured flames. It's actually very pretty. And then we have this line. I love this line. Every part of me swaying, dancing, purring to the deep vibrato. Vibrato? Yes. Lovely. Beautifully done. I really enjoyed that. Thank you so much.
Absolutely beautiful comment.
Thank you so much, both of you. Awesome comments.
Awesome poetry. Well done.
Absolutely. And so do we have anything left?
I can talk about my contest coming up.
Yeah.
I have the art of seduction for next week.
Okay.
Yeah, I think it's next week, the 6th of September. That's next week, eh?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, okay. So I just put up the link, and I hope everybody checks it out. And it's thinking of you, and I have quite a few prompts in there. So people check it out. And then I have another contest that needs rights for the 12th of September. That's a little ways off for Twisted Tuesdays. And you have to check that out, because I worked really hard on it. I really, my gracious, there's 35 prompts in there. And I found this studio called Eminent Art. And you have to check that out. Everybody, check that out.
Definitely. I put one in. I put one in already.
Yeah, eminent art. Yeah, you did. Thank you, Kate. So true.
My pleasure.
And eminent art. And they work in like digital art, like really bright neon colors and everything, and really cool stuff. So.
Oh, lovely. Sounds great.
And Stelina's saving us. She put up a right.
Actually, good girl. Let me just get that.
Sure. If you wouldn't mind reading that, please, Weaver.
Yeah, we've got 4 minutes. I should be able to do it. Oh, stupid woman. Bear with me. Sorry about this, folks. But we will soon be. I'm nearly there. Nearly there. Yay. Nope. It's the excitement of it all. That's what it is. It's just here we have it. We have Our Time by Stelina. Oh, I've already done that one. Obviously not the one then. What was it called?
Yeah,
does anybody know?
Sure.
Oh, she got it in. Oh, she beat me to it. Okay. Well, I can't see.
Slave to Your Love. When you want me to go ahead and read it.
No, I've got it. Thank you very much. I've got it now.
Oh, you got it. Okay.
Yeah. I didn't realize you put it in the on the board, but here it is. Oh, it's a beautiful picture. A Slave to Your Love. When you slip back the cool sheets and invite me in, I eagerly enter your web of sweet, seductive sin. Where you are, my master, and I'm your willing slave. Feeling your skin on mine, it's impossible to behave. I hear your breathing quicken at my tantalizing. I whisper into our urgent kiss. I want you oh so much. We fly through the twilight on wings of dark desire, with our moans of ecstasy soaring higher and higher. When you take me to realms of unabandoned pleasure, I can refuse you nothing. My surrender has no measure. My only aim is to give you all that which you seek, for your expertise in the art of love leaves me weak. Sliding ice down my curves, melting upon my heat, as you light a raging fire from my head to my feet. You know how to skillfully guide my passion, my body to bend, my ebbs and flows to fashion. In this moment of nothing else exists in the world but you and I, and as we become one, I tremble with a deep, shuddering sigh. As I feel you wait upon me, see your hunger from above. You are an irresistible opiate, and I'm a slave to your love. End poem.
Beautiful read, and I'll keep my comment short. Woohoo! Steamy and erotic, passionate, desirous, image-filled. Just a beautiful poem and a fabulous read, Weaver. What did you think, Naomi?
Yeah, amazing, you know, and bravo on front page pick and well-deserved gold, I see. And, yeah, those last lines there, as I feel your weight upon me, see your hunger from above. You know, that must be his eyes, you know, the eyes when you're making love there, the hunger that shines through. You are an irresistible opiate, and I'm a slave to your love. Just amazing way to finish off this steamy, hot, yeah, poem by Stelina. Wonderful, wonderful, right?
Great comment. Thank you. Thank you so much, Naomi. And Weaver, what are your thoughts?
Wowza. I really like this. I thought it was so well done. That is what you call being in love and having love around you. And especially when you slip back to the cool sheets and invite me in. I eagerly enter your web of sweet, seductive sin. Very good. You know where we're going from there, don't you? Excellently done. Thank you so much for sharing, Stelina. Sorry, I don't have any more time.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, thank you so much, Weaver, for being my co-pilot tonight, and Naomi for joining us. Much love, ladies, and thank you. Have a great night.
You too, my
good
dear.
Good night, everybody.
Good night to you
night,
both. And great to hear you again, Naomi.
Absolutely. Wonderful to have you. Bye, Naomi. Bye, Weaver.